This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months to go, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change to America. 3 days later, Mr. President.
McCullough.
Yeah, baby, from New York. It's Saturday night, and we're live. Am I allowed to say that phrase? I'm not sure if I am or not. Anyway, Kevin McCullough welcoming you to a very busy, what I predict will be a very busy Baldwin McCullough Live edition tonight. Baldwin is not with us. He had to attend the worldwide's biggest boxing match of the universe, of the century, of the year. Tonight, what's his name? Paquito, Paquito, tiny taco. Is that what his name is? Anyway, he's fighting an American. This Paquito guy. He's from the Philippines. Okay, and he's fighting some American. And if you scroll through the cable channels, you'll find he's where it's listed. But anyway, Tony Paquito, Taquito. Not sure if it's beef or chicken. He's taking on this American guy, and he's a very good friend. In all seriousness, I'm forgetting his name, and I'm doing an injustice to it. Not intentionally. I can't remember the guy's name. But Baldwin's a very good friend of his. They have Pacquiao. Pacquiao. Taquito Pacquiao. That's his name. So here we have the Baldwin going to cheer on Pacquiao because they are good friends, and he may actually be like president of the Philippines someday. So if he does, I predict Baldwin McCullough will get clearances throughout all of the Philippines. Pacquiao, you say it Pacquiao? Oh, I like Pacquiao. What's the chances I'm ever going to spend any time with him? I don't think it's great. So he's eating taquitos with Pacquiao tonight in China or somewhere. Anyway, so he may check in with us at the top of the second hour. I say may because we never know for sure when he says he's going to, and he did say he would. But there's time zone differences and all that other stuff. But he's at the fight tonight. It's going to be exciting. He's gonna hopefully check in. All right. So here's what I want to talk about. Did you know the president chatted with us this week? Anybody hear about that? Little chat about some executive amnesty. Oh, BAMnesty! Yeah, that's what it is. And he's saying, he said, it's interesting what he said, because he said so much over the course of his days in office about what he did last Tuesday. In fact, on some 22 different times in the 6 years before Tuesday night, was it Tuesday night? Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever night it was, he said on some 22 occasions prior to that address that he did not have the power to do what he did in that address. That's not some John Boehner or Mitch McConnell saying it. It's the president himself saying it, and he said it. He said, I don't have the power to do this. In fact, I think... Did we capture some of this through the good friends of the Washington Examiner? Let's take a look at this. See for yourself here.
I committed to fixing this broken immigration system.
I know some here wish that I could just bypass Congress and change the law myself.
There are actions I have the legal authority to take as president.
But that's not how democracy works.
To those members of Congress who question my authority to make our immigration system work better,
I'm not the emperor of the United States,
or question the wisdom of me acting where Congress has failed, I have one answer. Pass a bill.
Essentially, I would be ignoring the law.
All right, so And that's just a few of them. There's 22 different speeches, press appearances, interviews, other things that he said. I don't have the power to give executive amnesty. He said, I can't do it. You're going to ask me to do it. Many people are going to want me to do it, but I can't do it. And then what did he do Tuesday night? He went out and did it. And then he got on a plane, went to Vegas, and signed it into law. Whatever that is now, I'm not sure. It's odd, I admit. We live in a fairly lawless society. It seems like the administration, for instance, in Ferguson, Missouri, they're more concerned that the cause be fought for instead of that justice be done and everyone stay at peace with each other. It's weird. We're in a very weird day and age. But I want to go to what he did on Tuesday, because in the context of the laying out of what he was going to do, the very first thing that he said he would do would be to strengthen current immigration standards and laws that are already on the books. And some of that, he included, would mean deporting some people that should be deported. Now, personally, I think a good 25% of our federal prison population should be deported, because one out of every four prisoners in the federal system is an illegal alien. And if you've come to the land illegally and you've done something bad enough to land you in federal penitentiary, I would much rather not have the taxpayers of my nation paying for your three squares a meal, giving you cable television and letting you, you know, do whatever you do in there for however long. I don't want to pay the air conditioning to keep you cool in the summertime. I'm sorry. That's just the way I feel. If you come here and you're so ungrateful for the opportunity to be here that the first thing you do is commit a crime that lands you in the federal pokey, I think you should have a one-way ticket home and not get to come back. He came awfully close to saying he was going to do that. He came awfully close to, he didn't go quite that far, but he did say, you know, that one of the things that he would focus on, one of the things that he would make the priority as part of his plan to strengthen the immigration system, was that he would deport those that had committed crimes and other things. So I'm thinking, this is great. I'm thinking, this is good. We have a very divisive subject. The nation's kind of split on it. A bunch of people don't want to see good people hurt in this. But then there's other people that say, well, if you break the law, you're not a good person. And other people say, if they didn't know it was against the law when they came here, I was like, my head gets tired of all that stuff. But the one thing that's easy to kind of agree upon is if you're a malcontent towards the nation and you're not here legally, you should get a one-way ticket back, wherever that is. And by the way, you should have to pay for it. I shouldn't have to pay for it. Why should I have to pay for your ticket home? I don't want to pay for your flight or your bus ride or your 3 days of hitchhiking to back to your destination of choice. I don't care where it is, British Columbia to Tijuana. It doesn't matter to me. You come here, you break our law, get out, go home. Go wherever it is that you don't have a problem breaking the law. Maybe that's nowhere. That's a bigger problem. That's something that's somebody else's problem at that point. So for what he did, I have grave, grave, grave reservations. The fact that the president came out and did this and said, I have the power to do it, after he did all the things that he said he did beforehand, saying, I can't do this, I can't do this, I don't have the power, the Constitution doesn't grant me the power, I taught constitutional law for 10 years, I can't ignore the Constitution, we have laws in this country. For all of that, whatever he meant beforehand, he certainly had a change of heart this week. All right, so that being the case, I guess we can now hold him accountable to the stuff he said on Tuesday. Is that fair? Is that going to fly? Will people say, oh, well, yeah, all the other stuff he didn't mean, but since Tuesday, this is what the story was, so we should be able to hold him to it. Is that fair? Can we agree that at least for the next 7 days, we can hold him accountable to that? Because if he changes after that, then we may have to change what we hold him accountable to at that point. But for the next 7 days, can we just say, okay, bud? Can we call the president bud? Okay, bud. This is your chance, pal. Having said that, having thought it might be a good idea for him to remove the felon illegals that are in our federal penitentiaries, comes this news today from the Department of Homeland Security and the Washington Examiner newspaper. They've just released new policies of apprehension, detention, and removal of undocumented immigrants, designed to fill in the details where President Obama's announcement that 4 million current illegal immigrants will be given work permits, social security numbers, and protection from deportation, the DHS guidelines, the Department of Homeland Security guidelines, are instructions for the nation's immigration and border security officers as they administer the president's directive. So this document that has come out is rather significant because this document is what they're all going to go by based on the new executive order. When we come back from this first break, I want to tell you why I'm a little heartbroken at what's in this instruction. Stay with us. This is Baldwin McCullough live from New York.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually have a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
It's Ball and McCullough Live. There's a live shot of Fifth Avenue if you're watching on Biz TV tonight. A great entrepreneurial television network that you need to have in your area. If you don't have it, you need to ask for it. Let people know about it. It's a great, great option. And in most markets where it's at, it's free over the air and accessible to you. Great, great programming, and I hope that you'll check it out. But we're honored to be live coast-to-coast on not only their network, but some 300-plus radio stations and cities all across the Fruited Plain. Fruited Plain, you know, I run a risk saying that because the president called illegals fruit pickers and bed makers on Tuesday night. As if everyone that picks fruit and makes a bed is illegal, or as if there is something wrong with picking fruit and making beds. I don't really understand what his point was in going there, but I decided to start a new organization called Fruit Pickers Anonymous, and I am anonymously the first member of the group because I like fruit, so I'll pick it, whether it's on the vines. We go the apple picking for the fall, you know, to make the cider and the apple pies and stuff, or just out of the refrigerator and into my mouth. Whatever it is that I have to do to pick the fruit, I'll do it. And I'll do it proudly, and I won't let this president besmirch me. I'm sorry. I'm not going to go for that. Anyway, so we're talking about the president's agreement that he's going to get tough. I mean, they said one of the reasons we're going to give amnesty to all these 11 million people, whatever it was, is because we're going to get tough on the people that are here that don't deserve to be here. We're going to send them home. A lot of people called me on my daily show this last week. Do you know that he's deported more people than any of the previous five presidents combined? Which is an untrue statistic. And no, I didn't know that because it didn't happen. But anyway, so they've come out with this new standards that they're implementing. It's called, this is the name of the policy, Policies for Apprehension, Detention, and Removal of Undocumented Immigrants. Now, we happen to have a certifiable police officer, a man of the law that works on our very staff here at Baldwin McCullough. Did you get a copy of this new document yet? No? Okay. He's shaking his head no. Sounds like stellar reading, you know, something that you just want to just really enjoy at night. Policies for Apprehension, Detention, and Removal of Undocumented Immigrants. Okay, so this is the document that's supposed to fill in all of the details about how, who, what, where, and when you can kick somebody out of the country. So the Washington Examiner, local paper there in D.C., says, there's an upside and there's a downside. The upside is the president wants U.S. immigration authorities to go after terrorists and felons and new illegal border crossers. Of course, if we don't know that they're coming like in numbers of 500,000 this whole last year, how are we going to be able to capture the new ones? And how do we know that they're not going to lie when they capture them and say, oh, I've been here for 5 years. I've been here 5 years. I don't know. I don't know how you answer those questions. But, you know, he does want to go after the terrorists and felons. Okay. Oh, wait a second. Felons. That's it. That's an interesting word. What constitutes a felon? Evidently, it doesn't include the following. Drug dealers, sex abusers, drunk drivers, or weapons violators. So what we have here is grave confusion over what people can be actually kicked out of the country. And I'm curious, 888-340-3373. I'm very curious from where you sit tonight, if it makes you feel better that he has deprioritized the deportations of drunk drivers, sex abusers, drug dealers, and weapons violators. Because, see, those all sound like felonies. Mr. Policeman, are those all felonies? Is drunk driving a felony? Or is it a misdemeanor? If you kill somebody and you're drunk driving, you're going to jail. Yes. Federal crime. Okay. Sex abuse. Most of the charges are going to be felony. Okay. Drug dealers. I mean, unless you're in New York where I can now have 60 little joints in my pocket and not get stopped. But heaven help me if I have a 64-ounce soda. That's going to get me the electric chair. But, six, you know, 60 joints, just 60 weeds, you know, that's not a big deal. But I would imagine other drug dealers, big drug dealers, you know, sell bricks of crack. I would think those should be deported. Get out of here. You're not allowed to have that in here. You can't come in here and mess up our children that way. You've also got weapons violators, which I would imagine if you used them in the commission of other crimes, it's automatically a felony. So he wants to go after terrorists and new border crossers, and they say felons, but they're making exceptions for drunk drivers, sex abusers, drug dealers, and gun offenders to be kicked out of the country. 888-340-3373. I'm curious if you feel like that's really getting tougher on those that are here illegally that are committing violent crime and should be deported, which is what he promised he would do Tuesday night. What do you think about that? 888-340-3373. I've got three phone lines open, all of them available. I've got to believe somebody in America has an opinion about this. Because the president says it was his first point of his speech. Well, you know, we have some bad apples here, and they're not welcome here. We're gonna get tough on these people that threaten the lives of Americans and make sure that we deport those that should be deported. And terrorists and new illegal border crossers are automatically on the list. Felons are on the list, but they carve out these exceptions. Drunk drivers are not going to be automatic deportations. Sex abusers are not going to be automatic deportations. Drug dealers are not going to be automatic deportations. And gun offenders are not going to be. Now, friends, I might remind you, all of those crimes, in addition to being here without having permission to be here, and most likely being caught doing something else as well. 888-340-3373. Now, an illegal could spend up to a year in prison for a violent crime and still not be a top removal priority for the administration. See, that starts to get really cognitively dissonant in my brain. Like, I'm starting to melt, literally, inside my skull right now. Because why would we keep someone in prison and pay for all of the care that is needed to care for them while they're in prison and continue to feed and house and clothe and do all of that stuff when we could just send them home? Just send them home. Why do we have to have the people that are doing these crimes, sex abuse, you know, endangering little kids sexually, weapons violators, drug dealers, drunk drivers, they're all menaces to society. They're all dangers to U.S. citizens. Shouldn't these be top priority targets to send home in the new and improved immigration world that Obama is bringing to America? America, I want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373 as we continue live from New York.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's Baldwin McCullough from New York every Saturday night, and we're so glad that you're with us. Stephen away on assignment tonight, so Kevin McCullough flying solo. But we're talking about what the president did and said this last week by way of immigration, and now what the Department of Homeland Security is saying in response to it. And actually what they are saying is that they're going to change the way they enforce how they look at some crimes. See, he made a point to say early in his speech that he was going to insist that there were people that needed to be deported, that they would be deported. And he specifically highlighted the fact that criminal offenders that were dangerous to society would be the first on his list. He specifically highlighted the fact that if you were a criminal offender and you were a danger to society, you were in his crosshairs. That's exactly why he took the tone that he did. He wanted the American people to believe that he is serious about protecting them as it relates to the crimes that illegal immigrants commit amongst them. And when you understand that roughly 25% of our federal prison population is illegal immigrants, you begin to understand this is an enormous cost that you are encumbered with, you are paying for, you are dealing with on a regular basis. And so I would think that one thing that whether you were pro-expanding immigration or pro-limiting it, that one of the things that we would all be in agreement of is we need to kick out the guys that are here illegally that are a danger to us and that have committed crimes against us, believing that they have the right to do that. I would think that whatever side you are on of the immigration issue, this would have been good news from the president on Tuesday night. Well, it turns out in the new Department of Homeland Security policies for apprehension, detention, and removal of undocumented immigrants, he's gonna say, okay, if you're a terrorist, we're still gonna deport you. Which isn't that weird. We did exactly the opposite when we captured them. We stuck them in Gitmo and said, you're not going anywhere. We're going to make sure you can't kill again. I just thought of that. Very odd. Anyway, they're going to be top level for deportation. New illegal border crossers are going to be prime suspects for deportation. But the people that they're not going to any further deport on first glance include drunk drivers, sex abusers, drug dealers, and weapons violators. And I want to know, from where you sit, do those crimes merit going easy on them and not deporting them, not sending them out of the country, not getting them as far away from the law-abiding citizens of the United States as is humanly possible? I have a hard time understanding why you recategorize those particular crimes, drunk drivers, sex abusers, drug dealers, and weapons violators. Maybe I'm wrong, but help me understand why I just think this is a really dumb idea. I don't think that what the president did was constitutional on Tuesday night. I don't think he had the authority to do it. He said he didn't have the authority to do it. But even all that aside, now that he said this, we're going to go by his current statement, right? We're going to go by his current standards, current set of values. His current set of values says we're going to deport dangerous people that pose a threat to the United States security, people that live in their homes and so forth. And you don't think drunk drivers, sex abusers, drug dealers, or gun offenders do? To me, that's just, I don't know, fishing for trouble. That's what it sounds like to me. I sure hope I'm wrong. Anyway, Baldwin McCullough, glad to be brought to you each week by our good friends at MyPillow.com. You've heard Mike Lindell. He's come in and sat right here on the set with us many times. He has shared his thoughts on how he had a horrible time getting a good night's rest when he was but a high schooler, 17 years of age, spent his entire paycheck from his job trying to find the most expensive pillow he could, and at the end of that, it still went flat. He still had a crick in his neck. He still couldn't get the sleep he needed. And being someone who's 6'2", just like Mike Lindell, I could relate to his story wholeheartedly. But as I've told you on this broadcast on multiple occasions, the MyPillow has come to the rescue of my family, of myself. In my case, I used to use a stack of three pillows. I'd have one for height and another one to try to give me a little more support. And then I'd roll one up and put it under the base of my neck, hoping that it would give me the support I needed for the base of my skull. And every morning I would wake up two or three times during the night, have to reposition it, wouldn't be working right. Since I got the MyPillow 6 months ago, I haven't gone a single night in which I've used it without getting REM cycle sleep. In fact, I just sent some to my good buddy Mark Daniels. He's a talk show host in Pittsburgh, Philadelphia this last week. Got a note back from him, and he said, Kevin, I was blown away. The first night, I hadn't had REM cycle sleep in years. I literally wake up 7 to 8 times a night since I started using MyPillow. I cannot believe the sleep I've gotten every single night. He was just effusive in his email to me, and I couldn't have been happier than that it's brought a new joy to his life. So tonight, celebrating the fact that they've been named the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, they're giving you 50% off when you use my promo code. Call 800-506-2641 or MyPillow.com, promo code KMC.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with this Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
.com.
Live from New York, if you're watching on the Biz Television Network, that is Times Square. It's a busy and cold November night as we head into the holiday season. Next week, I guess we will be in the full throes of the holiday cycles because Thanksgiving just passed and it's a short sprint from there to Christmas and then New Year's. So I hope that this year is going to end up great for you. We are glad to have you with us. Stephen Baldwin is away on assignment tonight. He's at the Taquito Paco boxing match. And he's oh, that's not how you say it? Pacquiao? Okay. He's eating taquitos while watching Pacquiao box an American in the Philippines, I believe is what is happening. I believe that with all my heart. I believe it about as much as I believed what the president had to say on Tuesday. So anyway, here's what we're talking about. The Department of Homeland Security, now that the president has signed his executive amnesty action, has put these new guidelines in place for how they're going to deport people. And the there's three different priorities of people that get deported. Priority one, the highest priority, includes terrorists, aliens apprehended at the border or the ports of entry while trying to unlawfully enter the United States, et cetera, et cetera. Guidelines say priority one, aliens must be prioritized for deportation unless they qualify for asylum or unless they are compelling and exceptional factors that indicate the alien is not a threat. Because, you know, terrorists that indicate they're not a threat should probably be allowed to come in. I'm just saying. Same thing with, you know, other people that are, you know, street gang and criminal activity and so forth. Those people, probably not a threat, so we should let them just go. Priority two, and this is what caught a lot of people by surprise when the Washington Examiner reported it today. These are the people that formerly would have been deported, but now under the new guidelines, which we told were going to be tougher and they were going to be meaner, and we're going to make sure we get the felons out of here, these would be the people that now would be allowed to stay. Okay? Domestic violence convictions. You know, where you beat your wife, beat your kids, smash milk bottles into people's heads inside your home. I don't know what domestic violence consists of, but whatever it is, evidently it's a free pass to stay in the U.S. now. Sexual abuse or exploitation. I'm pretty sure that sex abuse is like what you think it means. Exploitation, I don't know, what's that, trafficking? The alien is selling his kid? I don't know. What is exploitation? I'm not sure. Sex abuse, I get. Burglary. Ah, yes, let's let the burglars stay. By all means, let's not get rid of them. Unlawful possession or use of a firearm. Because the shooters definitely aren't posing a danger to those of us in the United States. Not at all. Let's see. Drug distribution or trafficking. Okay, yeah, because passing crack to kids on the streets of the United States cities is, again, not endangering the United States population. Driving under the influence. These are just some of the reasons why if you're a criminal and you're an illegal alien, you still don't have anything to worry about, because if you're just doing those things, those are probably not going to be enough for deportation. In fact, you could be a violent felon already in prison for many years in America's systems and still not be worried about deportation under the new guidelines. America, I'm asking you very simply, do you think that's fair? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I know it's college football season. Some of our stations are joining in progress and so forth. So if you've been missing out on some of the conversation, not a worry. But now that you're here, I want to know your thoughts. The president promised in his statement on Tuesday, the first priority in his 5 points was that he was going to do more to deport those that deserve to be deported. And I think most of America thought those that endangered law-abiding Americans would be some of the first ones to go. How do you feel about people being excluded from that deportation priority that commit domestic violence, sexual abuse, exploitation, sexual exploitation, burglary, unlawful possession or use of a firearm, drug distribution, trafficking, driving under the influence, etc., etc.? 888-340-3373. America, I want to know your thought. I want to know what you're thinking as it relates to this new caveat that they're carving out for illegals to not be sent home. Under old illegal immigration policy, that these would have been deal breakers. These would have been reasons why you would have said, no, they're a danger to the society, they're criminals, they shouldn't be allowed to stay here. But now these specific offenses and others like them are getting to the point where the president is saying, but these aren't that bad, so we should let them stay. 888-340-3373. I know you've got thoughts and feelings on this. If you're watching in Los Angeles and Dallas and places all across the United States of America, I want to know your thoughts, because the president said this is a new day, this is a new thing, this is a new start. We're starting over, and we're giving, and remember the reasons why we have to do this. We have to do this and not deport these people committing these crimes. Why? The rationale was, in order for us to live up to the compassionate reputation of the United States, we cannot deport people that commit domestic violence and that are here illegally. In order to be a compassionate nation, we can't deport people that commit sexual abuse or exploitation and still be a compassionate country. We can't deport people that burglarize people's homes and be... In other words, it's all about us being compassionate and having this big heart and trying to help people. But those that commit these specific crimes, we have to not deport them, or we're not compassionate. Do you agree with that? Does that make sense to you at all? Look, the issue of immigration enforcement and the expansion of legal immigration, I'm actually in favor of. I'd love to see us have more people coming here legally every year. Right now, I think it's only a couple hundred thousand. I think easily the United States could absorb more than that in a variety of mechanisms and be just fine. I'm not against people coming to the U.S. But if you come here and you're not legal when you come here, and you come here and you commit crimes, and beyond that, you commit dangerous crimes. Because, look, stealing an apple at the grocery store, I don't think you're necessarily a danger to the rest of society. Committing domestic violence or sexual abuse against people that live here, I do think you're starting to become a danger to society, and you should probably lose the right to stay. Am I just smoking crack for thinking that way? Tell me if I'm wrong. In fact, if you tell me that I'm wrong, we'll put you to the front of the line. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm Calvin McCullough.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus. As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live every single week, attempting to, I don't know, insert some common sense into the practical discussions of the headlines of the week. Sometimes we have some fun with it. Usually we do. This particular topic seems a little difficult for me to have some fun with, though, because as we are comparing what the president said, that he wanted to increase the toughness with which he dealt with his deportation policies. He indicated one of the really key ingredients to him expanding the right for others to stay was to do away with the bad guys in a more direct fashion. That was kind of key to what he was talking about. He kind of pinned one on the success of the other. And now the handbook comes out and says, well, hold on a second. Yeah, if we think someone's a terrorist, we'll deport them. And if they're a brand new illegal border crosser, we'll deport them. I'll not hold my breath on that one. But if they've committed these types of crimes, we're not going to automatically deport them, even though we have in the past. And the crimes that they are giving this caveat to, this kind of parenthesis around, if you will, include drunk drivers, sex abusers, people that have perpetrated domestic violence, drug dealers, and weapons violators. Explain to me how that helps us advance the cause of immigration. If you're an immigrant, explain to me how not deporting the people that do those types of things makes us any more inclined to want to bring more and more people in. Maybe I'm just out to sea. Maybe I just really have lost my mind. Maybe I'm prejudiced. Maybe you think this is just an abject form of prejudice that's being expressed. But if you come to the country and you have this humble spirit about you that wants to come and to work and to build and to give back by way of, you know, living your life by shopping and doing all the things that you do locally when you live and you contribute to an area. If that's your mindset and you've come and you've done it, you know, I think that's a great thing. But here's my problem. If you come here illegally and then you commit a major crime, a crime that's bad enough that you become one of those one out of four in our federal prison system that is illegal, I don't think you should get to stay. In fact, I think you should be required to go home and never have a chance to come back. I mean, that's how bad I believe that it is. But the new guidelines say if you've got if you're a drunk driver, if you're a sex abuser, if you're a drug dealer, if you're a domestic violence perpetrator, if you're a weapons violator, we're not going to deport you. This won't be automatic cause for deportation. And that seems to violate the very first thing that the president said in his speech this last week. 888-340-3373. Am I just smoking crack? Let me know. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.